Back here on the Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner, powered by Hy-Vee, we're joined now by head coach of the Pella Christian Boys Tennis Program, Aaron Fitzgerald. And coach, before we talk anything specific throughout the year, just kind of looking at it from a broad sense and just kind of looking at this year, what are some of your kind of initial thoughts just on how the spring of 2026 went for the Eagles Boys Tennis Squad?
Yeah, we knew coming into this year, we have a new squad. We lost almost essentially our whole varsity from last year to this year, and so we knew coming in we'd have to change our view of what success meant for us. But looking back now at the end of the year, getting some match wins under our belt, that's going to be huge, especially for such a young group. I'm encouraged by the maturity we started to see grow on the court. 15 of our 20 guys this year are freshmen and sophomores. And so, we had to reset our expectations for the year. And I think as we continue to compete throughout the season, even if we didn't have points translating to match wins, the guys were encouraged. After our district on Saturday, we had three of the four entries make it to the second round, which doesn't seem like a big deal, but for these guys who are so new to the game, that was a lot of good momentum going into the summer and as we start to look forward to next season.
Absolutely. And one thing I kind of want to highlight too is, you mentioned kind of that change in expectation there a little bit. And, starting off the year, it was a tough start. You guys got some really strong opponents right off the bat. And I think it was two or three losses in a row where it was 11-0. And, in years past, that probably would have been like sky's falling type of a mentality with this team. And it felt like this group never really allowed that to take place. They continued to see that progress. And I think that just kind of speaks to the mentality within the program, too, of just, continuing to fight through that, even though, things maybe got off to just a little bit of that rocky start.
Yeah, and I think until these guys had to be tested in match play and understand the ebb and flow of these matches, that it's hard to grasp that concept, like you're going to lose matches. And then you have to pick yourself up, and then we just have to move forward, And I think a big part of that is every day we just had to improve in an area of our game. And it might be a little thing. It might be a basic footwork thing. It might be we're just going to work on gaining consistency with forehand ground stroke. But the guys continue to take steps forward. Even when they got knocked down, they lost the match, they got back up and they just kept walking forward. And so, it reminded me a lot of our first season after kind of a hiatus for about 10 years. This would have been a handful of years ago that we didn't win a match that entire season. We had nine guys that the year that I'm thinking of. And, we started out that season, it kind of had this feeling like we don't have a lot of momentum. And the difference between that season and now is these guys have handled loss really, really well. They've also not let their wins go to their heads. I think that's a big thing is, there's always something to learn, always something to glean from a win as well as a loss.
Absolutely. And kind of going to that point too, I think that especially when you talk about having that young team, it almost, when you're building that program back up, right? And I don't want to use the term rebuilding, but, for lack of a better term, it's almost basically a total rebuild there where you talk about losing that whole varsity lineup. It's kind of one of those things where you never really want to lose matches, but it might be a little bit beneficial down the road that they kind of now have that mindset to them where they didn't just come in and right off the bat set the world on fire there. What's kind of your thoughts on how that plays out, that now they have a little bit of that taste of what it's like to be on this side of things, so that now down the road, as they continue to progress and have those opportunities to add more wins, they now kind of have that balance of knowing how to handle both situations?
Well, I think this season has shown our players that if you don't show up ready to play, you're going to get beat. And having said that, we had some guys that played really good matches and they didn't end up winning those matches. Think of Jaden playing the number one kid from Sheraton who qualified for state on Saturday. Jaden took that kid in the first set 6-4. And here this kid is now qualifying for state. And I know that match in the moment was really frustrating for Jaden. But looking back, we see that, man, he was playing a really good opponent, and he played really, really well. So we're going to continue to tap into that. And I think of Owen, who won his first match on Saturday and continues to improve. He played when we played Pella, he played their number two and lost 4-6, 4-6 as a freshman. And so he just continues to improve. Thinking about the doubles team, you know, Liam and Blake, they were kind of an accidental doubles team this year. We threw them together for the Knoxville tournament, and they ended up placing fourth and, you know, losing to both North Polk doubles teams. And both of those were close matches. And so we don't always see the positives when you look at the team score, when you look at some of the stats. But the guys know that they played their hearts out this year. Didn't always translate, but I truly feel like our guys are motivated and encouraged. And I think, you know, when you come back next spring, they're going to be ready to play.
Absolutely. And again, we're talking to Aaron Fitzgerald, head coach of the Pella Christian Boys Tennis Program, powered by Hy-Vee here. And before we talk about more of that continued improvement, I would be remiss if we didn't talk about some of the upperclassmen. It wasn't necessarily a large group of upperclassmen, as you alluded to earlier there, with a lot of graduation last year. But, man, it felt like this year those guys were even more important. They've been in the program a little bit and were able to kind of help guide some of these younger guys along with so many new faces out there on the court.
I think of right off the bat, Liam Zula. You know, he was a guy that came in last year, hadn't played tennis, and actually had a conversation with him today, you know, about his future in tennis and what that looks like. But here's a guy who his first experience playing was being thrown in. We had a player out last year for the Knoxville tournament, and he ended up playing singles, and you know, he ended up going out after two matches, but he played well, but he had to learn the game. And coming in this year, you know, he was our guy to rely on for stability. And so and he was our team captain this year, and he was really an encouragement to a lot of guys. Even when matches didn't go the way he was hoping, he didn't get down on himself. And I think the younger kids saw that. And I think they gave them something to aspire to as they continue to play. And I think of, you know, Jaden, who last year was playing, you know, lower doubles, coming in and automatically playing 1-2 singles in varsity. And the amount of maturity that I saw from him, the growth I saw from him, that's been encouraging. I know he's only a sophomore this year, but as a returning player, you know, the leadership sometimes that comes from individuals you wouldn't be expecting when you're looking at freshmen, sophomores being leaders on your team. But I think that's what we're going to see more and more as these guys grow and mature in the game.
Absolutely. And we talk about that continued improvement. This year, I know with a lot of new faces, this first year, maybe even the second year a little bit, it is so predicated on the fundamental aspect of the game, right? Just making sure that these newer players have that grasp down. Now as you get into year two and maybe even down the line, year three, four maybe in some cases, there are a lot more chances to really just kind of grow in the overall technical side of the game to kind of supplement what you guys do fundamentally.
Yeah, it's encouraging again to see the growth that happened over this year. When I talk to individual players and, you know, just thinking about specific matches, how they played one match at the beginning of the season to how they played on Saturday or even last week and a duel against Vance Clark, it's just a completely different team. I said that's what we have to do. You know, in any team that is essentially starting from scratch, we have to – those are the things we have to focus on, the fundamental work. But now as we move forward, we can continue to lean into the parts of the game that are just continue to refine what the guys are doing. And as we continue that process, they're going to start to see more and more wins.
Absolutely. Coach, appreciate all the time this spring. We're looking forward to seeing the future for Pella Christian Boys Tennis. We know it's going to be a lot of improvement here over the next couple of years. We're looking forward to seeing that growth from the guys. And again, just appreciate you taking some time to talk about the season with us.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely. That was Aaron Fitzgerald, head coach of the Pella Christian Boys Tennis Program here on the Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner, powered by Hy-Vee.